daf is daf kuf. So we are just a few days towards the end. So let's get the Mishnah at the bottom of Tzadi Tes Amid Beis. The Mishnah says, Ilan Shehaya Mesach Al Haaretz. If you have a tree whereby it's, the branches are very big and they come all the way down close to the ground, Im Ein Nofo Gavo Min Aretz Shlosha Tfachim. If the branches, when they curve down to the bottom, they are not above three tvachim. They are within three tvachim of the ground. They have a din of mechitza, and one can be metaltalin tachtav. A person is allowed to carry underneath, carry within such a tree with long branches like that that come close to the ground. Sherashav gavam in art, a different din. If the roots, not the branches, but the roots, are three tvachim above, min art shloshet tvachim, the din is lo yeshiv elein. A person should not sit on top of these branches. Why not? If you look at Rashi, last two lines of the page here, Lo Yeshiv Aleihem Dechemin DeGavon Shlosha Keilan Chashivah. Since they're three tachim high, they're like a tree. Ve'imisham Shinvilan. You can't use a tree on Shabbos. If they're within three tachim on the ground, that's considered the karka. And of course, you can walk in the karka. You can sit in the karka. So if it's above within three tachim, you're allowed. Above three tachim, you're not allowed. So these are two different dinim. One is about creating a wall. The first half is creating the wall of the branches. The second one is what's considered part of the ground. What's considered part of the tree. So Gemara now says, Amar Rav Huna Brei de Rav Yehoshua, Ein Metaltlin Bo Yeser Mi Beis Sasayim. You can't walk in an area more than Beis Sasayim. What that means is, if the area where the tree, the branches, are able to create the walls hanging over, if that whole area is more than Beis Sasayim, then you can't carry within Dalet Amos. It goes back to the dinim of Karpef, that if it's more than four Beis Sasayim, you can't carry Dalet Amos. Just look at Rashi before you turn the page. Rashi says, Ela Beis Sasayim Im Haya Hekefo. Yosa Beis Sasayim, if the surrounding area of these branches that are now hanging over, if that area is larger than Beis Sasayim, Ein Metaltin Bo Ela Barba, then you're limited to only four Amos, Vafilu Natu Metchila Lakach Tavi Mukaf Ladira. Even if a person planted the tree with the intention of these walls being Hukaf Ladira, still this would be an exception, this would not be allowed. Because normally, if I build a huge city, I make a wall, Hukaf Ladira, I can make it as big a city as I wanted to make it. So how come here when it comes to the tree, I'm Hukaf Ladira, I'm limited to only Beis Sasayim, as the area of the ground? So Gemara asks the question, my time, well, what's the reason why it's limited to Beis Sasayim? So if you remember from earlier sugyas, says the Gemara on the top of Kuf, Mishum Dehave Dira Shetashmisha La'avir. It's an area, a living space, that's not meant to really live. It's an area that's meant for the open air space. It's not a true Dira. Rashi says here, Mishum Dehave Dira Shetashmisha La'avir. Ein Aladur Bertamid. People can live there constantly on a long-term basis. Ela Listofe Basho Me'asad. That people who are watching the fields go to relax there, get a little bit of shade. But that's not truly a Dira. And therefore, the Gemara says, two lines down, V'chaldira shetashmisha la'avir, any area that's meant really for the air, for the relaxation, and not for a true dira, ein metaltin ba'yesem mi'beis sasayim. You cannot carry in the area if the area is larger than beis sasayim. So now Gemara is going to present a few different scenarios now related to the roots that come up. The pictures are certainly going to be helpful if you have any pictures. So the Gemara says, Sherashim gavon min ha'aretz. If the roots go three tefachim above the ground, we learned in the Mishnah, that's considered a tree and you can't sit on it. If it's within three tefachim of the ground, it's part of the ground and you may sit on that root. So the Gemara says, Itmar, Shar she'ilan haban milamala mishlosha letoch shlosha. Let's say you have the roots where they go above ground three tefachim, but then they dip down again beneath three tefachim. What's the din of the area that after it tips down the curve when it comes back down? So the Gemara says, this is machlokas between Rabba and Rav Sheshes. Rabba Amar, Mutter L'Shamish Behen. You could use the roots because Lamai says, we'll see, the parts are below three tvachim. And Rav Sheshes Amar, also L'Shamish Behen. You can't use it, even though now it's below three tvachim. But since it started up at the curve above three tvachim and then dipped down, even the area that's beneath it, three tvachim, you can't use. So Gemara explains. Rabba Amar, Mutter L'Shamish Behen. You're allowed to use, again, that which is three tvachim. That which is above three tvachim, you kind of draw a line. That's certainly usher. We're talking about the roots that come back down beneath three tefachim. Rabbi says you're allowed to because the chol pachos mishlosha da'ara ari. Anything that's within three tefachim of the ground is considered an extension of the ground, and you can sit on top of it. Rav Sheshes Amar aser l'shtamish behen. You can't use even the roots that come back within three tefachim. The chayv and the michoach iser kasi. Since it comes from that which is aser, it comes from a root that was above three tefachim, even the part which dips back down beneath it, three tefachim, would be aser as well. So Gemara now gives a few different similar cases just like this. Didamu kimishun yasa, if it's similar to like a rock or a mountain, know, in a mountain, you have a tree in the mountain, the roots sometimes come out, jutting out of the, you know, diagonal climb, the slope, the incline of the mountain. So let's say you have a root that's similar to an incline of a mountain. It's coming up straight. You have a picture. You see the smaller roots coming out of it. So now in the incline, so you have some roots there coming up on the three tefachim part, small roots, and then some roots coming from the lower part of the root. So again, there's a one big root coming up, and then small roots coming out. So what's going to be clear is, if it's the roots that are above, the small roots that are above three tefachim, that certainly is a problem. If it's small roots on the lower part of the incline, that's certainly allowed. We're going to see the ones that are in the middle at three tefachim, that's going to be the shaila. So take a look at the Gemara now. The Gemara again says, Didamu kimshunisa, some type of similar to a rock or a mountain where it's an angle and the roots are coming out. So the Gemara explains, Disalkan le'ela, if it's the small roots that are coming out of the root that's above on the higher air, le'ela, above three tefachim, that's asurin, according to everybody. If it's the small roots that are coming out, Dinachsa latate, on the bottom part of this bigger root, of this incline, that's certainly allowed. Sharu. That stalin, it comes out on the sides here. We'll look at Rashi. Pluk, so that's where there's a machlokus. In other words, if the root, let's say, in the middle of the root is above three tefachim, but the smaller roots come out beneath three tefachim, so it's starting from a part that's higher up, but it comes down an angle and dips below the three tefachim line, that's where you have a machlokus, pluk, so the Rabbah, Rav Sheshes, where again, Rabbah says it's allowed because lemaisa, the small root is beneath three tefachim, but according to Rav Sheshes, since it comes from a bigger root that's above three tefachim, Rav Sheshes says this would be asur as well. In a similar scenario, the Gemara says, "V'chein anigra." Anigra is where you have a little ditch, a little water canal of some sort, irrigation field, and you have a plant or a tree rather in that irrigation in the little ditch. Now, if you measure from the top of the ground, it's sandwiched between the two sides of the ground. So mitzad the karka, so the root you're talking about, it's not above three tefachim. If you measure from the other two sides where the channel is, so then you have the dip, it is three tefachim away from the bottom of the ground. So do you measure from the bottom of the ditch, whereby the roots are going to be above three tefachim, it would be usur to sit on such roots, or do you measure from the other side where there's ground, higher ground, where the roots are not three tefachim above? And again, if you have a picture, it's very, very helpful to see the picture. You know, there's at least in my picture, I've got grass on both sides, and there's ditch on the other two sides. So on the sides where there's grass, which is elevated, that's less than three tefachim. But if you measure from the sides of the ditch, the two sides where there's a ditch, then it's more than three tefachim. So what would the status be with such a root, with such a trunk of a tree? So Gemara is the same exact machlokas. Rava says you should measure. No, whatever case it is, whatever it's coming out. Here you have a trunk, at least the picture, there's a little trunk that if you measure from the grass, it's less than three tefachim. If you measure from the ditch, it's more than three tefachim. So where do you measure it from? So according to Rabbah, he says you measure from the ground, the grass, which case it's less than three tefachim. He's always makel. Rav Sheshes says you should measure from the ditch itself, which is more than three tefachim, which would then render this trunk as a part of a tree and would be usur. And again, one last case, v'chein b'keren zavis, if you have a tree that's situated at a corner of a wall. So again, the picture is very helpful here, but imagine you have a tree mamish against that wall, and there's a little ledge. So you measure from the ledge to the top of the tree. The top of the tree is within three tefachim of the ledge. But if you measure from the actual tree itself to the bottom of the ground, where there is no wall, that's more than three tefachim. So where are you measuring from? Are you measuring from the top of the wall, which would be okay? Or do you measure from the bottom of the ground, which would be not okay? And the Gemara then again, this is machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Sheshes regarding this these dinim. So Gemara now says, last three narrow lines of the Amud here. Hahu dikla, David labaye, vavisalek bepume. Abaye had this tree that was in his house. And Rashi explains that it was in his house, and there's a little skylight. And the tree went to the skylight through the rooftop, and now on the top of the rooftop, the top of the tree was within three tefachim of the roof. So relative to standing on the rooftop, it's only this high. I could be able to use it because it's all less than three tefachim from the rooftop. But relative to the bottom of my house, it's 20 feet above. It's certainly more than three tefachim. So how does one measure? Do you measure from the top of the roof, or do you measure from the bottom of the ground? Now we're talking about a person who's standing on top of the roof. He saw standing on top of the roof, relative to me, there's only a couple of tefachim of tree, I should be able to use it. Or do we measure from the bottom of the ground, which means it's a lot higher, a lot taller than three tefachim.
What does using it mean?
So sitting on it, let's say.
How can you use a tree?
That's the question. We said, if it's less than three tefachim, it's not a tree, it's considered the ground. No, we just said, if it's less than three tefachim, it's part of the ground, it's not a tree. It's only a tree if it's above three tefachim. So Gemara then says, also the Kamei de Rav Yosef, v'sharilei, Rav Yossi says you're allowed to, since you measure relative to the rooftop, and relative to the rooftop, the tree is less than three tvachim, you're allowed to sit on the ilan, use the ilan however you want. So the Gemara then says, Amar le Rav Acha bar tachlifa, the sharlach kiraba, sharlach, you're permitting it like Rabba. Rabba is always make like we saw the Homach Locus in the four cases, a Rabba versus Rav Sheshes. So you pass like Rabba, that he's makel, that you measure relative to where you're standing. Mar said, Pshita, of course Rabba would allow you in this case. What's the chiddush? You don't even have to tell me that this is the shita of Rabba. So Gemara says, no, there's a chiddush because Mal the same, I would have thought, maybe afilu l'Rav Sheshes, even Rav Sheshes would agree in this case, maybe you should be able to use the treetop because relative to the roof, it is less than titvachim. Why? What's different in this case? Beisa keman demaludami, that perhaps the house is considered full of dirt because it's, no one uses a tree inside the house. It's full of whatever people have in the chasim in the house, and maybe it's considered full to the top of the rooftop, like dirt full to the top. Ulishtamish bepachos mishlosha samach lagag, and even he would allow you to use the treetop from the roof. So Gemara says, k'mashmalan, that only Rabba holds his way. Now, it's Pasha Rabba agrees to this, but we're saying only Rabba allows you to use this. Don't think Rav Sheshes would allow you to use the top of the tree, even though it's relative relative to the rooftop, it's only less than three tvachim. Gemara now quotes from our Mishnah, Tanan Sharasha of a Gavon Mina Arts Shlosha Tvachim. Let's say the roots are above three tvachim from the ground. So we said, Lo Yeshiv Alem, you shouldn't sit on it, because again, when roots are above three tvachim from the ground, it's no longer considered like karka, rather it's considered like an ilan itself. So Hei Chidami, what's the case here? Idelo Hadre Kefe Pshite. What's the case? If the roots just go straight up, and they don't come back down, that's Pashit. Of course you can't use it. That's a Mefurish Din. There's no Chiddush there in the Mishnah, so it must be. Elam, Lav Afagav, the Hadre Kefe. Is it not a case where the roots went up three tvachim, and then dip back down, it curved down, and yet we still see in the Mishnah, you can't use the dip, you can't use that which bends below three tvachim. It seems like it's against the Shita of Rabba. Moshe says, lo, li'olam de lo hadri kifi. Really? It's not a case where the roots dip back down. The roots just stayed up three tvachim. Ah, you said it was an obvious din. Of course, if it's above three tvachim, it's like a tree in Aser. V'ha kamashman, the chiddush here is, the afagav de tseidu echad shavel eretz. All right. Even though one of the sides of the tree is equal to the ground. In other words, let's say you have a tree that there's a little bit of an incline. So one side of the tree, though the roots are covered pretty much. The roots are even to the ground. So that you'd be able to use. But the other three sides of the tree are very exposed where the roots come up. So I might have thought, well, the area where the roots go above three tvachim, that I can use, but maybe the one side where the roots are even to the ground, I should be able to sit on those roots. The chiddush here is, if it's three cases that are exposed, three tvachim, and then even the fourth side, you're not allowed. In other words, Rabba says din, you have to have two sides only, where the three tvachim were above, and the other two sides were even to the ground. But when three of the sides have roots that are going with three tvachim above, then even the fourth side, which is even to the ground, even that would be also. Just look at Rashi to make that clear. The first wide line down in Rashi writes, the end of the line, the Tzidu Echad Shavel Arts is a case where although the three sides, the roots are going above three tvachim, one side, the fourth and final side, is equal to the ground, Shekarka Gavoa Mitzidu Echad, where the ground is higher up than one of the sides of the roots. Mo de Rabba would agree in this case, even though Rabba normally is Mekel Lagabi these dinim, here he's Mo de Hecha de Shloshes Sadim, and the three other sides, Gavon Min Arts, where the other three sides of the root are above the ground, the Asur Tata Shavel Arts, the area that is equal to the ground. So I don't know if it's talking about the root itself or the trees. It could be talking about the root itself. Let's say the root itself is coming up three tvachim. And let's say, this side of the root is covered by the ground, but this side are all exposed, so it's three tvachim above the ground. That might be the situation he's talking about, where since these three sides are three tvachim above this ground, you might think this side you should be able to use. K'mashlan, this root is already coined a above three tvachim, and even this side of the root you shouldn't be able to use, even though that fourth side is in fact equal to the ground. That's the chiddush of the Gemara. So Gemara now says, Vayter, Tanur Rabbanan, Shar She Ilan, She Gavoa Min Haaretz Shlosha Tvachim, if a roots are three tvachim above the ground, O She Yesh Chalal Tachtem Shlosha Tvachim, or there's a ditch that's beneath three tvachim, below the roots, which means the roots are exposed. So Lamaisa, since there was a ditch that was dug up, it was three tvachim above the bore. Ava Pisha Tzita Echad Shavel Aretz, even though one of the sides of the root is equal to the ground, Hareze Lo Yeshiv Alem, you shouldn't sit on this tree, this root, Lefish ain't olin be'ilan, because you can't climb a tree on Shabbos, lest you come to break a branch. V'ein nitlan b'ilan, you can't hang things on a tree. V'ein nisharan b'ilan, you can't lean on a tree. V'lo yale b'ilan mibod yom, v'yashiv sham kol yom kula, and you can't climb a tree erev Shabbos with the intention of staying there all of Shabbos. We see there's no way a person's allowed to utilize any form of tree. So once the roots are 3 tachlim above the ground, that's already called the tree. Now, by the way, you have similar instances, a little bit of a different shir, if I recall, but legabe hilchos brachos as well. How do you define a tree when it comes to a bush? So is a bush considered a ground, or is it considered a tree? You know, blueberries and cranberries and strawberries, how do you define a tree? So one definition is that the tree has to come back from season to season. That's one requirement the Gemara says. Bananas, even though bananas grow on a higher, somewhat of a tree, they don't regrow each season, so that's why it's an adama on a banana tree. But let's say you have a fruit, berries that grow from year to year. The same exact bush from year to year, the same exact strawberry bush, the same exact blueberry bush, but it's not a certain height. So the Mishabura says it has to be a height as well, but he says, I think 4 tvachim would qualify to create a tree. So now this is different. This is 3 tvachim, there's a certain dinim of lavud, but the gabe hilchas brachas of what's bori pereitz has to be 4 tvachim above the ground. So strawberries, for example, are not 4 tvachim above the ground. They're very low. You would say adama, as opposed to blueberries, the trees are very low bushes, but they're above 4 tvachim, one would say an 8. So there is a big shaila when it comes to cranberries. Cranberries, Rabbi Forrest, he actually thinks initially, in his initial book he wrote, he thought it would be ha-8. I did a little research on it. It seemed that they grow like these crawling vines or crawling bushes very low to the ground, the cranberries. I did a little research. I called up some of these companies. They thought it's low to the ground. I thought it would be an adama. Rabbi Forrest, I called him. He said a later edition, he changed it actually to an adama, only because he got a lot of pressure from other Rabbanim. It sounded like, personally, he felt it's still ha'etz. But we see this comes up, how to define a tree by Hilchos Bracha, slightly differently than when it comes to halachas of Shabbos. But either way, once a root is 3 tvachim above the ground, it's considered a tree, and you can't sit on it, you can't lean on it, you can't hang things on it, and you can't even go on it before Shabbos to remain there all of Shabbos. The Gemara makes one more extension. It says, this is true, echad ilan v'echad kol behema. This is true of a tree and even animals. Animals you can't use on Shabbos either. You can't lean on animals. You can't climb on animals. Aval bor, siach mara, different types of pits and cisterns, v'gadar and a fence, metafes v'olam, metafes v'yored, afilu hein mea ama. You're allowed to climb a fence on Shabbos. You could climb down a bor on Shabbos, all these things, because there's no trees, there's nothing growing. There's no chashash of snapping off a branch, so that would be allowed. So it's not that climbing is a problem. The tirch of climbing isn't an issue. It's an issue of maybe you're going to break a branch off. The Gemara now says, Amar of Huna, seems to be a random Gemara right now, but the Gemara is going to try to equate this following discussion in the Mishnah to our case as follows. So I skipped a line, I'm sorry. So before we get to that, Tani Chada, Im Ala Umutr Leired, Tani Chada, Asr Leired. So one Brisa says, if you do go up on Shabbos, so then you're allowed to come down, and the other Brisa says, if you go up on Shabbos, you can come down. Now, the reason why you can come down is because each time you take a step climbing down the tree, you're using the tree more and more. So once you get up there, you must stay there. The other Brisa says, no, if you came up there, you're allowed to come down. So how do you reconcile this steer between the Brisas, whether you can or cannot come down on Shabbos? So Gemara says, Lokasha, there are around 3-4 answers here. Lokasha, there is no contradiction. Kan mibod yom, kan mishachashecha. If you climbed up Erev Shabbos, so there's no Isser at that time, Erev Shabbos, so you shouldn't be there on Shabbos, but if you did, you could come down. And the other one is where you climbed up on Shabbos, in which case you need to remain there all of Shabbos. Ibai Seima. We haven't discussed the next line. If Ibai Seima, ha ha b'chashecha. Next case is if it's been dark, you climbed up on Shabbos. Then the distinction is lokasha kam b'shogeg, kam amazing. If you climbed up accidentally, you didn't know it was us or whatever the case might be. So then that shogeg, you can come down. But if you did this b'mezid, then you'd be stuck there all of Shabbos. Third answer, Ibai Seima, ha ha b'shogeg. Both cases are where you accidentally climbed the tree. They're arguing whether or not you're kones the guy, lest he come to do it b'mezid next time. Mar savar kantina in the case of shogeg, umar savar lo kantina. We don't penalize the one who climbed up b'shogeg. So now this is where we're going to bring this seemingly random Mishnah to connect it to the climbing up or coming down from a tree. So Gemara quotes Amar of Huna b'reder of Yeshua Ketanai. This is machlokes, the Mishnah in Maseches Zvachim. The Mishnah teaches us, we know there are different types of karbanos, that some require only one sprinkling on one of the corners, and there's some karbanos that require all 4 corners of the Mizbech to have blood sprinkled on top. So let's say you have you have one carbon that requires only one sprinkling, and you mix a blood accidentally with another carbon that also only requires one sprinkling. Very easy solution. You simply sprinkle one sprinkling. You've accomplished what you need to accomplish. And in a similar fashion, matan dalad be matan dalad, if you mix together a carbon, let's say such as a chatas, which requires four sprinklings, with another chatas, which also requires four sprinklings, a very simple solution again. Matan arba, yinatnu b'matan, you just put all four on. But let's say you have a case, dalad b'matan arba b'matan achas, let's say you have, misread that. Yinatnu b'matan matan dalad, you sprinkle four sprinklings. Next case. Matan arba b'matan achas, you mix together blood that requires four sprinklings. With blood of an animal that only requires one sprinkling, so now you're kind of stuck. If you do four, you're doing too much for one of the animals. If you're doing one, you're doing too little for one of the carbonos. So what do you do in this case? You're stuck. Rabbi Eliezer says the Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, you not new b'matan dalad. You do four, you overshoot, you sprinkle four. This way you cover your bases. And Rabbi Yeshua Omer, you not new b'matan achas. No, you should play it safe and only do one sprinkle. So Amar lo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Harayu over al-be'al tigra. If you're only doing one, so now, yes, granted, the carbon that requires one, you've accomplished that one, but the one that requires four, you've violated the Isser Baal Tigra of doing less than the what's demanded. And now the flip side, Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Harei, who over Baal Tosef, according to you, where you're putting four on, well, the carbon that only requires one, and now you're adding four, that's Baal Tosef. So either way, you're going to go wrong somewhere. So which is the better solution? So Amar Rabbi Eliezer, lo Amar Ela Kishu Ba'atzmo. It's only true Baal Tosef or Baal Tigra is only true, his response to Baal Tigra, it's only true if you have the actual end of the item. In other words, if I had a carbon that requires four sprinklings, no mixture, and I only do one, that's Baal Tigra. But the moment you mix it together with something else, there's no violation of Baal Tigra in that case. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua lo nemar Baal, so that's Baal Tosef, I'm sorry. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua lo nemar Baal Tigra ela kishu ba'atzma. I agree. So just like Baal Tosef is only an Isser when the blood is be'en, you take a four sprinkling blood and do it four times Baal Tosef, so to Baal Tigra is only when I take a blood that's be'en, I take a four sprinkling blood and make it only once. But once is a mixture, so there's no Isser Baal Tigra, there's no Isser Baal Tosef. Oh, and moreover, Amar Rabbi Yeshua, I think you should also only do one, because Kishinasata, when you say you should do four sprinklings, about Baal Tosef, Asisa Maisa Biyadcha, so you did a Maisa, you did a Maisa Veira by doing the Baal Tosef. Kishinasata, however, if you don't do, so you only do one sprinkling, your whole Shevi Al Tasa, about Baal Tigra, granted, maybe you violated Baal Tigra, however, law sees a ma'isa b'yotcha, you didn't do a ma'isa. So better to do shev al tase as opposed to a ma'isa. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Eliezer said, now they were going to make the comparison to the question of climbing the tree on Shabbos, climbing down the tree. The Rabbi Eliezer, damar hasam kumase adif, where he says, better to do an action about Tosef, even though there's this about Tosef, better to an action, hachanami, yarit, he would say, come down, do a ma'isa and come down. The Rabbi Yeshua, Damar Hasam Shevi Al Taser. If he said better to sit back and don't do anything by the case of the blood, Hachanam, he said, Lo Yair, don't come down. Better just Shevi Al Taser, don't do a thing. That's the Gemara's initial equation. It sounds like a bit of a strange equation, but the Gemara is going to reject it pretty quickly. So Gemara said, not true. You can't equate these two halachas. Dilma, sometimes, perhaps rather, Lohi, not true. This comparison is not a good comparison. Ad Kan Lo Kama Rebbe Eliezer Hasam Kumase Adif. The only time Rabbi Yehuda says it's better to do an action of the four sprinklings, the carbon mitzvah, because the mice, you're doing a mitzvah. When you do four sprinklings, at least the carbon that requires four sprinklings, you're accomplishing a mitzvah in doing so. So that's why you could do a mice, because at least you're getting a mitzvah. About hach, when it comes to here, the lo oven mitzvah, when you climb down the tree, there's no mitzvah that's being accomplished. Hachanami lo yerid. In this case, you would say better to be passive and don't come down the tree. It's not a question of mice versus no mice. It's a question of what what's being accomplished here. Vinami, alternatively, ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yeshua hasam shevi al tase adif. The only way, or the only time, Rabbi Yeshua says don't do anything by the case of the blood, ella, going on to my base now, dilo kavid isura. You didn't do an isur, right? By you sitting back and not doing four sprinklings, just doing one sprinkling of blood, you haven't done an isur. That's lo tase, sit back and don't do anything. But aval hacha here, the kavid isura, but the guy staying in the tree is violating the isur. As Rashi says on top, Diloka Avid Isura, Kishu Yoshev Eino Nosim. When you don't give the blood, you sit back, you're not violating an Isser. You're not doing it. Non action isn't an Isser. Halab de Baal Tigra, Vaase de Vinasan al Karnas Nekar Melet. If you don't do anything, This kind of just happens on its own. You haven't done any maisa. Avazeh yeshivas, by sitting on the tree, tashmishu, that itself is called using the tree. Shu mishtamish bilan, that would be a constant iser, and therefore hachi say the kavod iser, you're doing an iser, don't shave yaltase, rather hachanami diari, he would admit, in this case, you should come down. So these two cases are not parallel at all. So Gemara now says, quotes a braisa, tanachada, echad ilan lach vechad ilan yavish, this din of using a tree applies equally across the board, whether or not the tree is a healthy tree, that's a very moist tree, a davar lach, or whether it's yavish, whether it's dried out. Yet the other braisa says, v'tani idach, Bamed Dvaramurum, when it's all true that you can't use the roots and the branches of the tree and you can't climb the tree, Bamed Dvaramurum, Balach, when it's a healthy tree that's very wet and moist. Aval b'yavesh, if it's dry, mutter, it's allowed. As Rashi says, in the two lines down, Yavesh, She'ain bo lachluch, it's no, there's no moisture to it, it's mamash dried out. V'la mechubur, that's not called connected to the ground. There's no nourishment that's being provided from the ground. It's even though it's physically attached to the ground, it's not nourishing from the ground. That's not called mechubur l'karka, and one will be able to sit and use a dry tree. So what's the answer? There's a steer in the brisa. What's the halacha by a ilan yavish? So the Gemara says Amar of Yehuda lo kasha kan b'shegazu machlif kan b'she'en gazu machlif. That's mentioned to you before. Gazu machlif is when the tree is able to regenerate itself each season. Most trees, when the apples are off the tree, the next year they regrow branches, they regrow apples. So if it's able to regenerate itself, that's even though it's dry now, if it could regenerate itself, that's a yavish that's still considered attached to the ground, and you can't climb such a tree. But a tree that's dried out and does not have the ability to regenerate itself, that's called a dead tree, and that's not mechubur l'karka, that you can use that type of tree on Shabbos. So Gemara says, wait a second. Gazu machlif yavish karislai would be called a tree that is able to regenerate. That's not called a dry tree. It's just called a tree that's regenerating. That's not a dry tree. So how could he even entertain the possibility that when the Braisa says you can't climb Ilan Yavish, that's a type of tree that regrows. That's not Yavish. That's a healthy tree. Ela lokasha kan mimosa chama kan mimosa gshamin. Depends what season it's in. If it's in the rainy season where the trees are, it's a little bit different the way we have the seasons here. If you look at Rashi, in our seasons in the summer, for the most part, the leaves are very full. And it's the rainy season that there are no trees left anymore. And the way Rashi understood it was a little bit different, the opposite. If you look at Rashi, b'mosa chama yavesh mutter, it's very dry, so certainly certain areas of the world where it gets very, very hot, I guess some of the leaves can't last, they get dried out, so then they fall off. B'mosa chama yavesh mutter, where it's very, very dry, it's mutter, the leka afilu mishim maris ayin, there's no maris ayin. When a guy sees you climbing a tree in the summer, there are no trees, there are no leaves rather on that tree. That's pasha, there's no concern of anything. But when we said that you can't climb the tree, that's a situation in the rainy season. You can't distinguish between a dry tree and a wet tree. I guess it's raining all the time and whatnot. And maybe the point is as follows, actually. Maybe I'm missing the point here. Maybe in the summer, where there are plenty of leaves, and then there's one tree that doesn't have any leaves, it sticks out, then it's clear that that's a dead tree you'll have to climb it. In the rainy season, where there are no leaves on any of the trees, so no one knows whether this tree is a live tree or a dead tree, and therefore, if there is a concern of Mars iron, then you shouldn't be able to climb the tree. That's probably what pshat is.
So the way it works is we consider a dry tree that is not a tree at all, and there's no takana on breaking branches.
Exactly. Right. So then the Gemara says, so now, ibibosa chama, we just said you're allowed to climb the tree because it's if there's no leaves on the tree, it indicates it's a dead tree because it sticks out like a sore thumb. So Gemara says, wait a second, even though there might not be any leaves on such a tree, b'mosa chama ha'nisu peri. But what fruit? There's still fruit in the summer. You go apple picking or whatever else grows in the summer, whatever's still in season. So isn't there concern? Maybe there might be fruit in the tree. Gemara says, but they're like a period. No, it's a tree where there's dry of no leaves, and there's also dry there's no fruit growing in the tree either. So Gemara says, "Vaha kanisre kinse." But what about all the twigs? There are twigs on the tree, and that's going to snap off. So there are no leaves, there are no fruits, but there's still twigs. No, bigadude, which is a type of tree where there are no twigs. So there's no real chashash. It's a very bare tree. There's no leaves, there are no apples, there are no twigs. So no one's concerned of anything climbing such a tree. So Gemara says, "Ain, is that really true that you're allowed to climb such a tree that's bare of anything?" Vaha rav ikle le'af psastia, some city he went to visit. This type of tree that was bare of leaves, fruit, and twigs, he said, it's usher to climb such a tree on Shabbos. How can we suggest here that it's permitted? So Rav Baka Matza Bika Matza V'gadir Bagadir. Rav felt in this city in particular there was an opening, there was a breach, they weren't following halacha, and he saw that if they were climbing the trees, that although permitted to climb to the trees, it would lead to other far worse Isurim. He asked even climbing such a tree as the Gedudah tree. But Mikra didn't fundamentally want to really be allowed to climb such trees on Shabbos. Gemara now says, last in our line of the Amud here, Amar Rami Bar, which, well, we have a few minutes left. Am Rami Bar Abba, Am Rav, Asi Asila, the next flies pretty quickly, I think. Asila of them, Shialich al Gabi Asavim B'Shabbos, a person is not allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos. How do we know this? Shinemar, it says in the Pasuk in Mishlei, V'atz Baraglai Mechote, a person can sin with his legs. How do you sin with your legs? His understanding is by walking on grass on Shabbos, you're going to tear out the blades of grass. There's an Isser to do so. Gemara says, Tani Chan, the one Brisa says, Mutter Leilecha Gabi Asavim B'Shabbos, you're allowed to walk on grass on Shabbos, yet Tani Idach Asa, the other Brisa says, you're not allowed to. How do you reconcile the two Brises? Lokasha, Habalachim, Habiyavashim. If it's a lach, a type of grass, moist grass, it's attached to the ground, it's nourishing from the ground, that's Asr. But if it's Yavesh, it's dried, it's already dead, so that's not considered Mechub Lekark anymore, that type of grass, you're allowed to walk on. Ibaisema, alternatively, we could suggest, Havahabalachim, both cases are where the grass is healthy and wet. For Lokasha, Kami Mosachama, Kami Mosacham, depending on the season, whether or not it's allowed. Rashi points out, if it's Biyomos, Rashi doesn't say which way you slice it. Let's see, to make sure I'm getting this clear, which one is Mutter. Gemara says, if it's Biyomosachama, where there's a certain seeds in the ground, you're allowed to walk on it. When it comes to the rainy season, you would not be allowed, it seems. Okay, I'm sorry, all the way around. If the Moschama, where there's seeds in the ground, we might tear out the grass connected to the ground, it's Asr. In the rainy season, where it's not connected to the ground, so then you would be able to walk on the grass. Ibai Seima, another suggestion, the Gemara says, Havaha b'moschama, both are cases of, in the summer, where the grass is healthy, the grass is connected to the ground, v'lokasha, hav desaim misana, hadol misaim misana. Depends whether you're wearing shoes. Now, I would have thought the other way. What Rashi, I would have thought, with shoes is a problem, without shoes would be okay. Rashi is the other way. Without shoes, the grass might get stuck between your toes. You might tear it out. So it's a problem barefoot. But with shoes, assuming it's a flat pair of shoes, that would actually be permitted. Then the Gemara says, Ibai Seima. Alternatively, Gemara suggests, Hava ha desai misana. Both cases where you're wearing shoes depends whether there's spikes on the shoes. The lokashi had the islay ukse, had lesley ukse. If there are spikes and you're wearing cleats, it's going to tear out the grass. That's a problem. If they're flat pair of shoes, that would be allowed. Or Ibai Seima, Hava ha de islay ukse. Even in both cases where there are spikes, it could still be a chilik. Had islay sircha, had lesley sircha. What sircha Rashi says, if the blades of grass are very long, so then it would be a problem. If they're short, then it would be okay. Halach l'mais, the Gemara says, this brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well, Va'idna de'kaimlan k'Rebbe Shimon kula shari. Now that we pass like Davar Shein Miskavin, like the Shita of Rebbe Shimon, that Davar Shein Miskavin is mutter, then you're allowed to walk on grass, regardless of whether it's lach or yavesh, yimosacham, yimosach shabim, and so on and so forth. Now on the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah says, one should not run on grass, because that's a psik resha that's going to rip it up. And he says, perhaps one should not even walk fast on grass, that also might be a psik resha. Now, Rosh Shlomo Zalman took issue with this of Mishnah Berurah. He said, I don't understand why would that be a problem. There's so many reasons why this wouldn't be an issue of running on grass. Number one is Davar Shein Miskavin. Psik resha is psik resha de lo nicha. You don't want to rip out the grass. Number three is it's mekalkel. Number four, it's melacha shein tzuchel gufa. Number five, it's mekalkel. So, there's so many issues why it shouldn't be a problem. In the end, he says, maybe because if the grass wasn't ripped out, it would get in the way of my running. I'm trying to run. Why did I rip out the grass of my shoes? Because it was in the way, obviously. If it didn't get ripped out, it would cause me a trip. So there's some nichale aspect of me wanting to have that grass ripped out, so it allows me to run quicker. That's his suggestion in the end of the day. But the Mishnah Berurah does say that one should not run on grass either. Gemara then says further, Amar Rabbi Bar Chama Rav Rasi. Now, based on the pasuk we mentioned above, the Gemara is going to go in a bit of a different topic, a very different topic, actually. The Gemara says, a swamping plant. Thank you, Sheldon. Okay. So Amar Rabbi Bar Chama Rav Rasi, Aser, La Adam Shiyachav Isha La Davar Mitzvah. A person cannot force his wife to Tashmish. Shenemar Va'atz Braglaim Chote. Rashi points out the word Raglaim could both be a reference to Bein Ragleha Kara Nafal Shachav, a reference to Tashmish. It's also to do so based on this pasuk. V'Amar Rabbi Shu Ben Levi Ka Kofa Isha La Davar Mitzvah. One who does force his wife, Havin Le Banim Shenem Huganim, will have children that are inappropriate. So Amar Rav Eika Barchinin Amaykra, what's the pasuk that supports this, that children will be muhugan, shalom muhuganim in such an instance? It says in the pasuk, Gam Belodas Nefesh Lotov. If one forces a wife without consent, the child will be a nefesh lo tov, not a good child. Tana nami hachi, the Braisa says the same thing. Gam below das, a nefesh lo tov, means zeh kofa isha lo davar mitzvah, v'os v'raglaim kote zeh ha-bol v'shonen. Now, the second piece here, we've seen this before, that a person who is bol v'shonen a second time, so that also is in violation of derech eretz. Gemara says, ain't that true? V'hama rava harotze lasos korbanav zecharim. A person wants to have a boy, a child, a son, he should be yivol v'yishna. So it's something that is encouraged to have a bia than a second time. Lo kasha, kana das, kana shlo das. It depends. If it's with consent, so then it's yubizocha de banim. If it's bal karcha, that's what the Gemara refers to, that us braglaim chote. Gemara now says, along the same lines, Amr b'shmua bar nachmani, Amr b'yochanan, kol isha, shetavaz baila, davar mitzvah, havin le banim. Any woman who requests, bepeh, she articulates, she wants to be with her husband, should be zocha to have children, havin le banim, shafilu b'dor shemoshe, having children greater than those who even lived in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yikimosim, there's no one like such children, even greater than the times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Dila b'dor shemoshe, in the times of Moshe, he was looking for people with great qualities. They're chachamim, they're nevonim, yuduim. However, when they came to finding such individuals, they came short, they fell short. Vekach as Rosh Shiftechem, take the heads of the tribes. Anashim chachamim yuduim. However, vilu nevonim lo ashki, they couldn't find anybody with this lashon of bina to it. So that was the low-level qualifications of the times Moshe Rabbeinu. However, we do have in contrast that Ilu Gabi Leah, Ksiva Teta Laia Lakrasa, that Leah went out to greet Yaakov Avinu. Vatomre Lai, Tavo Kishar Sakharti, come to me tonight because I paid for it. And we see that she requested him to come with her. Uksiv Umibne Yisachar, Yodea Bina, Leitim Ladas, Mayase Yisrael Vashem, Masai Mechalachem, Apim. We describe Bnei Yisachar, who was the product of such a relationship that night. He was full of Bina. So Bina wasn't present in the times of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it was present in this case simply because Leah requested her husband Yaakov Avinu. So that's how we know that Kol Isha Shetavaz Baila Davar Mitzvah, Havin Le Banim Shafi B'dor Shemoshe Rabbeinu Lo Hayikimosim. So that's the source. So Gemara said, wait a second. Aini, is that really true that a woman, it's proper for a woman to request to be with her husband? Avahama Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Eser Klalos Niskal L'Chava. There were 10 curses that Chava was cursed with after the sin of Eitz Hadas. What were the sin? What were the curses? Dechseva El Ha'isha Amar Harba Arbe. When it says there's going to be increase, what does it mean Harba? There'll be a lot of what? Elu Shnei Tipe Damim, Achaz Damnida, Achaz Damasulim. There's going to be a lot of blood, Damnida and Damasulim. That's one curse. Et Bonech Zeh Tzar Gidol Banim, the pain of raising children. Veharonech Zeh Tzar Ha'ibur, the pain of pregnancy itself. Be'etzev Teldi Banim, Kimashma, the simple meaning, which means just the actual giving birth, the delivery. The El Ishech Tzukhasech, and to one your husband you're going to desire. Melamed Sha'isha Mishtokekes Abayla B'Shashiyot Zederech, that she's going to have want to cling to her husband before he goes out to travel. Who Yim Shabach, but he'll be in control of you. The pasuk says, "Melame Shaisha Tavas Belay," that a woman wants to be with a husband in the heart internally. However, she won't articulate this Va'ish Tovea Bapeh, but the man will actually articulate that interest, that desire. Zui Mida Tova Benashim. This is a very fine mida of the Derech Eretz and Sneis of women. So we see either way. How can we praise Leah as the request of Yaakov if the Gemara tells us here that women don't actually request such things in a public fashion? And the Gemara answers, Ki Kamrina, when we said it's something that's praiseworthy, the Maratze Artu Kame, not when she actually articulates his bepeh, but when she does certain activities to entice him in hinting, being Mirames. As Rashi says, Maril Fanav Enyane Chiba, she shows different levels of love and endearment. That's what was being referenced here, but not to actually articulate with this. So now the Gemara says, okay, we mentioned a number of the curses that apply to Chava and all women thereafter. Gemara points out there's supposed to be 10 of them. However, Hani Sheva Havin, there are only 7 if you count back. Where are the other 3? So the Gemara says, Kiyasa Ravdimi, Ravdimi, when he came back from Eretz Yisrael, he reported as follows. He said, Amar Atufa Ke'evel, she's covered up like an Avel, in that she's very embarrassed to expose her head, like there's a din that an Avel has to cover their head. We don't pass it that way, but here as well, she covers her head, so that's a level of Avelus, that's another curse. Umenuda Bichadam, she's separate from all women, and we'll see in just a moment, in terms of Yichud, she can't be Miyached with other people. And the Chavusha, she's locked up in her house, based on the positive called Kvuda Bas Melch Pnima, her best way, a princess who stays up inside the palace. So these are 3 ways, 3 additional curses of the nature of women that total of 10. So my menu, the words mean she's a menuda mikol adam. Ilema mishim de asala yichid. If it's because it's asa to have yichid with another man, well, ihinami asala yichid. Even a man can have yichid with a woman. So this is equal. This halach of yichid applies to women and men equally. So that's not something unique to a woman. Ela da asir lebe trey. She can't be even with two men. Wouldn't be when there are two women with someone else. She wouldn't be able to be with someone else. Oh, you're right. To marry, right. Rashi, to marry someone else, that would be us, as opposed to a man can marry multiple, a man can marry multiple women, so a woman cannot marry multiple men. So Gemara then says, "B'masnisa tana migadelas seir." Exactly right. Exactly. So then the Gemara says, "Tana migadel masnisa tana migadelas seir kalilis." That the Bryce says another way is the way she braids her hair is like lilis, which is what a shade. Rashi says. The way it's made somehow looks like a shade, which is not something one wants. V'yosheves u'mishanes b'mayim kebema. The way she goes to the bathroom, it's like a behema. V'nasas kar lebaila, and she serves as a pillow for her husband. Rashi says kar lebala shu lemala b'shas tashmish. So these, according to the Brisa, these were the three curses that she had. So Gemara says v'idach, the other one who felt that no, these were not three curses. What does he explain about these three instances? Hani sharachu la. These three things we listed about Sarah Kalilas and Yosheves Mashana Bamayim, Manasseh Kalabaila, these three are actually a shevach to her. What are they shevach for? Dama Rabbi Chiyar Maidich. So what does the pasuk mean when it says the pasuk that's found in the Eov? It says Malfeinu mi behemos eretz. We can learn, Lashon of Malfeinu is to learn from. We can learn from animals and we could get Chachma from birds. How so? So it says, Milfanim behemos, what do we learn from animals? Zu pir da shakaras mishanet maim, that the way the mule goes to the bathroom, it crouches down in a very tanua way. We learn that's a tanua way to do it. So we describe a woman going to the bathroom in such a way, that's also derech eret and the derech tsanis. This is the way apparently the chickens, hens and roosters, the way they work, that they first appease the hen appease the rooster first, and then the bull. So Amr Yochan il Mole. So these are things of praise to her. Now Gemara says Amr Yochan il Mole lo nitna Torah. Had the Torah not given us these rules, we could have learned the derech tzinis from just the animals that live around us, from a cat. We learned tzinis from a chatul, cat, the way that tzinis, the way the bathroom, the cat goes to the bathroom is derech tzinis. Vegeza menimla from an ant. Ants pile up a lot of food, but they never steal from someone else's anthill, some of their places. So we learn gzela is also from an ant. Ve'ra'as miyona, the loyalty of a yona, we learned that ra'as miyona. V'derech eretz mitarnagol, shem mefarnes v'chakach bol, this concept of first appeasing the wife before being bol her, that's a derech eretz mitarnagol. My mefaisla, what exactly does the tarnagol say? Not sure what this means. I imagine there's a lot of depth to this dialogue we're about to see, but this is what the Gemara reports as the conversation between the tarnagol and the tarnagolas. So Amar Yehuda, Amar Rav, Ahachi Kamarla. The tarnagol says to the tarnagolas, Zivina lach ziga demati lach ad karcha. I'm going to buy you a long coat that goes down to your legs. And after he makes her happy and telling her what he's going to buy her, basachi, after tashmish, he says to her, the shamtase, let I be cursed, the karvelase to me, the tarnagol, the tarnagol, I should be cursed. This tarnagol, islay velo zivina lach. If I have the wherewithal to buy you the coat and I don't buy you the coat, I should be cursed. So that was his way of promising that, don't worry, I'll buy you the coat. What that means, I have no idea. But either way, we do learn some level of Derech Eretz from the tarnagol. Okay, we'll stop here. And Mirza Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Have a good Chodesh and a good day.